You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, listening to music can put us in a mood or enhance the one we're already in. And whether or not you're already in a fall mood, we're going to enjoy a bumper harvest of folk songs for the next half hour. These are songs about and inspired by the season, from the work of harvesting itself to the beauty of fall to straight-up spooky murder ballads. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is on your fall soundtrack? Is there an artist, a song that really captures the season for you? Maybe while you're looking at leaves or changing into a sweater? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Sheila Shigley is host of WPR's Simply Folk. You can listen to Sheila and Simply Folk every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. on the Ideas Network and the News and Music Network here at WPR. Sheila, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. I'm super glad to be here with you.
All right, before we get to some specific music, do you find your musical tastes or needs change with the seasons?
They do change with the seasons. I think just the natural ups and downs of emotions. I mean, I always get sort of like a sweet melancholy at autumn. So yeah, I bet if I were to go back and track my listening habits, I would find that would be shifting.
And I find often fall is a throwback season for me, where I want to listen to stuff that I maybe associate with fall X number of years ago. Do you find some of that too?
I do, yeah. And there's the obvious, now I'm immersed in folk music. So to me, fall music includes things like, you know, folk songs from the Republic of Georgia and, you know, Scottish walking songs, you know, stuff that would make the work easier. But yeah, just a whole range of emotions. In autumn in general is a pretty emotional time for me.
All right, well, let's set up the first song, Pastures of Plenty, a song, I guess, written by Woody Guthrie. Talk about the version we're about to hear.
So we're going to hear a version by Solas, and I love this one because it is just so, so energized. They do such a great job with it.
All right, here's a taste.
It's a mighty cutthroat.
Why are we kicking off with this one, Sheila?
We're kicking off with this one because I think to me, the last couple years have made me take harvest a little less for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, I think many of us listening, maybe we went through the pandemic from a place of privilege, or at least we had full bellies. But I think whoever we are, we probably wondered at some point, is the food going to keep coming? So to me, harvest is a little, as hard as it is for me to even grow an herb without it expiring. All these things that have happened in the past 2 years, including trying to grow my own food, have just made me really respect harvest more. And then thinking about the lives of harvest workers, and that song was written by Woody Guthrie for that reason.
Right, and this is, you know, Woody Guthrie. This is not a brand new song, but the themes remain.
The themes remain, and Solas has done such a good job over the years. Of course, they're an Irish band. They're made up of Irish and American players. But they've taken American folk songs and reworked them into the Irish tradition. So it's just good all around.
Okay, the next song is Hard Times by the group Gob Iron. Tell us about this one.
Gob Iron is actually Uncle Tupelo and Sunvolt's Jay Farrar, along with Anders Parker. And it is a beautiful, beautiful tapestry of sort of gritty, gritty emotion. They've taken old folk songs, reworked them, put in their own words, and then there's a musical interlude between each. It's just a beautiful project.
All right, here's a little bit of that one by Gob Iron.
Ain't got long in this world. In the meantime, I want these hard times to come again no more.
So that fall melancholy feeling I'm hearing here.
Yeah, fall melancholy, and you've probably heard that Stephen Foster song in a number of different ways. It is about hard times and just this like emotion of like wishing the hard times away. Yeah, so emotional, and the album is so beautiful because it's very closely recorded. In a world where sometimes albums can be so loud, it's just really beautiful to hear just two voices, two guitars. It's just spacious and gorgeous.
Now, both of our picks so far, older songs, newer bands, and you mentioned you also play songs from around the world. I don't know, do you find that folk music brings you a sense of connection with people, whether they're on the other side of the world or from a century, you know, or two ago?
It does, because, I mean, if you think about it, what are the first two themes have been, you know, harvest and food, maybe even a little bit of hunger, and then hard times. I mean, who hasn't touched those things in their life or come close to it? And, the role of songs, something besides love songs, and I have nothing against love songs at all. I mean, I write love songs all day.
You play occasional love songs
yes,
on your show, too.
Yes, we do. But then just the role of music in our other emotions, like survival and eating and working. And that's what folk music is partially all about.
Sheila Shigley is with us, host of WPR Simply Folk. She is giving us some musical inspiration, some samples of great folk music for the autumn season. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page if you have a favorite fall piece of music. It doesn't even have to be folk. 800-642-1234. We heard from Murray, who said we missed an opportunity to play Pastors of Plenty, the version by Odetta.
Odetta, yes, we have it. I'll take that as a request for the coming request
nice.
Show. How's that?
Yeah, definitely. How do you, I mean, there's got to be a lot of versions of that
so many versions. I wouldn't know where to begin. Like, if I were to go back to the library around the corner right now and count, I don't know how many there would be.
Okay, now back to some of your music. We're seeing, I think, some of the last leaves of autumn. Tell us about the next song, First Leaves of Autumn.
This is called The First Leaves of Autumn, and it's actually a Gallagher and Lyle song, maybe less known here in the States. They were a Scottish band, but Ger O'Donnell is this wonderful Irish guitarist and songwriter, and he just keeps appearing in people's videos. Like, he was in the States singing with the Petersons. He just keeps showing up in people's videos, and that's what I love about the modern situation, is you can just go record a song and release it tomorrow. But he happens to be really good, and he's singing here with Pat Coyne from Cong in Ireland.
As the daylight turns to starlight and the seasons turn to change, I'll get the same old answers, but the questions still remain. We shared that brief and magic sun by the first leaves of autumn. You were gone. Not until the rain has touched my face. Not until
First Leaves of Autumn by Ger O'Donnell and Pat Coyne. Have you seen people getting more creative with collaboration across even international boundaries in folk music?
Yeah, Jer just showed up. Like, I don't know. It was Pat's studio. I don't know if Pat was planning on having him on
the
song. And he just, like, walked in and sang it with him. And, of course, we wouldn't have it any other way. We've played it quite a lot here on Simply Folk across the last 2 years since it happened. But I love that spontaneous collaboration that's going on now.
Okay, now here's one that I understand is close to your heart, a traditional Irish language ballad about the beauty of autumn. My Gaelic extends to about a half an hour of Duolingo. So I'll ask you to introduce the song and the name and tell us a little bit about it.
It's called Gwibara na Don, and it means Gwibara of the Waves. And when I was 14, I had a habit of listening to Simply Folk, and I came rushing in, and I threw on my tape recorder. I know that's illegal, but I was 14. I didn't know any better. And I just, you know, started recording, and this song came on. I'd never heard anything like it in my life, and it literally changed the course of my life. It's probably why I'm here, mm-hmm. actually, at public radio, because I was just so captivated by it.
Drandan san chan jeladan foi baran nagalcha gui baran dan.
Moya Brennan there. Now, about the beauty of autumn, but yeah, this inspired you, I think, to learn Gaelic.
To pursue music, to the idea of singing unaccompanied. It just rocked mm-hmm. my world. It's just so the opposite. I mean, I love rock songs. Don't get me wrong. I love them. But to hear just the human voice stripped down, it just rocked my world. That's actually Enya's sister. You may be in listener land. I'm sure you've heard of Enya, the singer. This is Moya Brennan, her sister, singing.
That sort of speaks to the power of music, too. That one song can, like, hit you probably, you know, just in the right moment. Maybe if you'd heard it a week or later or earlier, who knows?
Who knows? And then to find out, I was going to do this song anyway today, and then our wonderful producer reminded me that the songs were supposed to be about autumn, and I'm like, oh, and I'm like, wait, the whole song is about autumn. So I was glad to be able to sneak it in, but the words are just so amazing. And at the end, the poet says, I have one request at the end of my life, that my soul should reside among the brown leaves that grow on your shores, Guibara of the waves.
We're talking to Sheila Shigley, host of WPR's Simply Folk, talking about folk music written for and about the fall season, from serene, scenic, melancholy to spooky. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you have a favorite fall song, a favorite autumn-related folk song in particular that you love to hear, maybe to sing your own self, call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation. Hear some more songs on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Sheila Shigley, host of WPR's Simply Folk, taking us through a fall seasonal soundtrack from Songs of the Harvest and Home and even some horror. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Becca is with us in Elk Mound. Becca, hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I don't have any folk-specific songs, but I'm a teacher, and right now my students are really loving just pumpkin spice jazz music. We just search that online, and it comes up with awesome playlists that are all instrumental music. They really enjoy that. And also, I have three little girls, and so our season is filled with two songs, Ghostbusters theme song and Werewolves of London on repeat constantly.
Becca, thanks so much for sharing that with us. Well, that takes us into the scary part of our itinerary here, Sheila. What do you have for us? A Sheila K. Adams clip, I think.
We have Sheila K. Adams. So we've been spending some time in Ireland, and now we're going to bring it across the pond. And this is a song that started out in the old world and came over here. And we're going to hear Sheila K. Adams explain a little bit about that.
I think probably what happened when these ballads started to be passed down from generation to generation, that probably happened in the old country over in Scotland and England. And it was like historical recitation, if you know what I mean. Like an event would take place, and then they would write this big long song about it. And a lot of those songs that they sang over there came over here because that was a part of home.
Oh, holiday, oh, holy day, the first day of the year. Little Matthew Groves to church did go, some holy words to hear. Hear some holy words to hear. He spied some women dressed in black as they came into view. Lord Dan'l's wife was gaily clad, the flower of the few, the flower of the few. She stepped up to little Matthew Groves, her eyes cast on the ground. Said, please, oh, please come with me, stay as you pass through this town, town as you pass through this town. Oh, please come with me, stay, I'll hide thee out of sight. I'll pleasure you beyond compare and sleep with you all night, night I'll sleep with you all night.
I don't know, Sheila. The minor key makes me think this isn't going to end well.
It doesn't end well. Oh. It doesn't end well for everybody. But, you know, we're going to go on to another version of that in a minute. And this is such a great metaphor because traditional song is so much like planting and growing things. Like it grows and it flowers and then the seeds drop and then it becomes something new. And it just keeps changing as it goes from hand to hand and mouth to mouth.
She gave us Fairport Convention doing their version of Matty Groves. Here's a listen.
Her eyes about her.
So it seems like there's this wave of Fairport Convention and I think, what, Steel Eye Span and other kind of electrified, drummed up versions of older folk songs.
Yes, and of course, you know, at first it would shock people and then, of course, they got used to it and it just kept undulating and it got new life. I mean, that's the same song. This is the same song we just heard Sheila K. Adams sing, Separated by Generations and Thousands of Miles.
That is Maddie Groves by Fairport Convention talking to Sheila Shigley, our own Sheila Shigley from WPR's Simply Folk. Back to your calls now as we talk about great folk music for the fall season, spooky or otherwise. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Terry is with us now in Appleton. Terry, hi.
Hello.
What did you want to tell us about, Terry?
Well, I've got a lot of favorite songs. If you're talking about Fairport, of course, there, Tam Lynn is terrific. But a good Wisconsin fall song is The Fall Here by Clay Rynas, which came out about 20 years ago. Terrific Wisconsin singer-songwriter.
Terry, thanks for sharing that. I see you nodding, I think, Sheila.
I agree. We have Clay Rynas' albums in our library on our shelves. So grateful for that.
Terry, thanks a lot for that call. Can you talk a little bit about the folk scene here in Wisconsin? There's a lot of chances to see good folk music in the state, autumn or I guess other parts of the year, too.
It is thriving. I mean, we are hardy souls here in Wisconsin, so the outdoor concerts will probably still keep going for a good few more weeks. You can check things out at simplyfolk.org and find out. The folk calendar is up and running there, and it'll let you know what's still going on. And, of course, then we move to indoor concerts. So we have a very active folk scene from the top to the bottom of this state.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We're not going to get to all the songs you shared with us. Let's stay spooky. Tell us about, how about Shankill Butchers by Sarah Jarosz?
Sarah Jarosz is one of my favorite. I call her a young singer. She's been around now for at least 10 years, and she has written an album full of just dynamite songs. This is from her debut album. It's from about 10 years ago. It's called The Shankill Butchers. It's a Halloween song.
Butchers ride tonight. You better shut your windows tight. They're sharpening their cleavers and their knives, and taking all their whiskey by the pint. 'Cause everybody knows.
Again, one that's not going to end well, I guess.
You know, as long as you stay inside, you'll stay away from those cleavers. But yeah, who doesn't love a good spooky song at this time of year? It's, you know, time to put on a fire, sit around and tell ghost stories, sing some of these numbers, maybe.
All right, well, let's get less scary now. Here's another seasonal one. This is a Neil Young song, Harvest Moon. Tell us about the cover version you have here.
The cover version features A.J. Lee, and she's singing here with her brother's Comatose. A.J. Lee is another one of those singers who's in high demand. She's very young, even younger than Sarah. I think she's barely 19 at this point, and she's singing here with the brother's Comatose.
A lot of room in folk music for good Neil Young covers, I imagine.
Yeah, and A.J. Lee, she might not even be 19. She's been singing since she was about 9 or 10.
Wow.
And she sings with Molly Tuttle. It used to be the Tuttles and A.J. Lee. And, of course, now they're all going on to win Grammys here and there. But great stuff. If you were at Sugar Maple Folk Festival this year, you may have seen A.J. Lee. She usually tours with her band Blue Summit.
All right, time for one more caller. Barbara is with us in Mundelein, Illinois. Do I have that right, Barbara?
Yes.
And what did you want to share with us?
Well, you mentioned Gaelic music. We're seeing Altan on Sunday there. I don't know if I can say her name.
I bet Sheila could fill in the gap for you. Altan, I think you're familiar with, Sheila.
Yep, Moyani Weenie.
And,
yes, they're going to be in Chicago on Sunday, and she sings beautiful, mystical, magical Gaelic songs.
Oh, talk a little bit about All Ten, Sheila.
I just think so highly of them. And, of course, they're neighbors of Moya Brennan. So you know, those sisters went on to found Clannad, and Enya went solo. And then just down the road were the Niweenies, the Omeenies, as we would say, and they were forming their band All Ten. So, yes, I highly agree with you. This is going to be a wonderful, wonderful show.
Barbara, thanks a lot for sharing that, and enjoy the show today. Oh, let's pick one more. Waterbound by Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Teresi. Tell us about it before we play it.
Rhiannon is just, she's in so many wonderful, wonderful projects. You may know her with Our Native Daughters. You may know her with her work with Francesco Teresi. And I think at the end, autumn is just, I mean, all seasons are, but autumn especially is really just about coming together, missing home, and just enjoying the warmth of community.
All right, let's give a listen to Waterbound.
Chickens crowing in an old pine tree. Chickens crowing in an old pine tree. Chickens crowing in an old pine tree down in North Carolina.
Sheila, thanks so much for sharing all this great music with us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
That's Sheila Shigley, host of WPR Simply Folk. She was with us to share some seasonal folk music and heighten our fall mood. We'll have to do this more often. Listen to Sheila and Simply Folk every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. on the Ideas Network, the News and Music Network. She even plays the whole songs. We don't really get to do that here.